we thought to get Tony Whalley, who as former chair of the Labour Party, the Labour Party's local campaign forum, but is now no longer a member of any political party, we thought we can get some kind of long view from him. Hello, Tony.
Hi, Perry. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thanks. So, tell me what you think this means for Labour, given the Brexit vote last year, given the timing, we're mid-term, given where Corbyn is with his politics.
I think it gives them a head in the hands moment, if I'm honest. I think it's the last thing that the party would have wanted at this stage. The party nationally, seems to be at loggerheads with the direction of travel they've taken over Brexit. There's been many accusations that the party nationally don't know what their preferred strategy is over Brexit. So a by-election in Stoke-on-Trent Central is probably the last thing they would have wanted at this moment in time. So I think it gives them a headache.
I've always got the sense that Labour have kind of enjoyed Europe because it's always ripped apart the Tories and done them more damage than Labour. But now that we've had the Brexit vote, it's kind of left... The tide's gone out a little bit on Labour, and we're sort of left seeing where people stand, aren't we?
Well, in places like Stoke-on-Trent, where you've three MPs and all three voted to remain and campaigned passionately to remain, and the electorate went out into the polling booths and voted overwhelmingly 70-30 to leave, I think that shows that there is a little bit of a disconnect. And Labour are now facing the prospect of fighting UKIP in that seat. And the rumours are that Paul Nuttall will stand in that seat, who's the leader of UKIP. He's a working-class lad from Bootle on Merseyside. And I think that Labour need to select the right candidate if they are, going to hang on to that seat.
Who is the right candidate?
It's a difficult question because the Labour Party, as it is at the minute, as you know, Perry, is split into two factions, the Corbynistas, or the left of the party, and the moderates, who are closer to the centre of the party. I'd be classed as a moderate. There's no point beating about the bush about that. So I think what will happen, if the party need to move forward with unity, there will be a strong left-wing candidate and there will be a strong moderate candidate. The money is on people like Trudy McGuinness, who's got a great track record as a moderate and goes around and speaks to various CLPs, does some important work, great campaigner. And there are two emerging candidates from the left, Chris Spence from Newcastle, who's a local borough councillor, and Ruth Rosa now, who finds herself sitting outside of the local party structure through a dispute with the local party leadership, but nevertheless has a national profile, pushing the campaign that Jeremy Corbyn was instrumental in bringing him to Hanley last year. So I think that if the party play the game properly and give the members a real choice, there will be a strong left-wing candidate and a strong moderate candidate.
And how important, Tony, do you think it is that this next candidate comes from this area?
Well, I think I've had many conversations with Tristram Hunt about this, and Tristram suffered awfully with the way that the term was imposed upon the constituency. Basically, he came with an endorsement from Lord Mandelson. Mm. And if there's one thing that Tristram Hunt would have changed about the way he came to Stoke-on-Trent, it would have been that endorsement from Lord Mandelson. The legacy from that is there is a real distrust that the party could impose a candidate of their choosing upon Stoke-on-Trent. I think they would be wise to stay as local as they can get, but it's how you define local. I'm a Potteries lad, born and bred in Abbey Alton. To me, a local potter is somebody from the Six Towns. But we've got to think a little bit wider than that. If they do want somebody local, maybe widen that out to Staffordshire. Have a look around, see who the best candidate is. Because ultimately, the end game is you need to come up with a strong candidate that can take the fight to people like Paul Nuttall.
In your mind, what's more important, would you say, to voters, where they stand politically? Because we have got this divide, the left and the moderate side of Labour now. And then added into that, you've got this whole issue of Brexit, which is so strongly felt, so keenly felt in Stoke-on-Trent. And then on the other hand, you've got the question of localness. Joan Whalley, of course, very popular MP, stepped down last time, but she was Stoke-born and bred, wasn't she?
She was, and she knew the issues. And I think why Joan did such a great job and was so loved by the people in the north of the city is because she was one of them and understood the problems facing them in their everyday lives. And I think what Labour need to do is to get back to a candidate that can resonate with people right across Stoke Central, from the most affluent areas in places like Badley Green, to those areas that face difficulties like Abbey Alton and Bentley. But it needs to be somebody that understands what their lives are like.
Paul Nuttall, as you said, he's a working class lad. He's not from here, but he's from Liverpool. He's going to relate to people if he is the UKIP candidate.
He will absolutely relate to people. And this is the danger, you know, from somebody that's been on inside of the party structure, now gladly outside of the party structure. Labour sometimes get it wrong in the way that they target the campaigns. And the local by-elections, the last two, they've targeted the Tories, where the real danger was the city independence. And they got that wrong. And if Labour, the campaign organisers locally, target the Tories in this one, they could let in UKIP through the back door. Because, as you say, he will resonate. He's a working class lad. He's got some strange views on the likes of the NHS and so on. But Labour need a really strong candidate that can get up and beat the chest about Stoke-on-Trent. We need somebody, Perry, that loves the city.
If they do put Paul Nuttall forward as the candidate, how worried should Labour be, in your view?
I think they should be very worried. I mean, there's only a 5,000 majority for Labour. All three MPs had their majorities reduced at the last general election. So I think they need to take it really seriously, and I'm sure that they will. But there is no doubt, I mean, if you look at in the past, it's a really strange thing. When you talk about socialism and you talk about nationalism, that has all sorts of connotations that nobody wants to consider.
Yeah.
But there is a real growing number of people, and I know this because I am Abbey Alton born and bred, that are naturally left-leaning, but are also strong nationalists. They believe in the sovereignty of our parliament. They want control of the borders. They think there's too much immigration. They want an end to migration. But it doesn't make them racist. It makes them strongly passionate about the country in which they live. And I think that's what the message that Labour really need to tackle. They need to understand it. They need to resonate with it. They need a candidate that can also, you know, talk passionately about what a post-Brexit Britain is going to look like and what a post-Stoke-on-Trent Brexit is going to look like.
Do you know who's choosing? Is it Corbyn? And
I think there'll be.
Will the candidate be chosen locally for the Labour Party?
Well, it'll be chosen locally. I mean, the one good thing about the Labour Party is ultimately whoever ends up on that shortlist, whoever ends up, if it's 2, 3, 5, they've got to go before the party membership, and the party members will decide. Will Corbyn's office be involved? Absolutely yes. Is the party regionally involved? Absolutely yes. Will the sitting MPs have a little bit of an input? Of course they will. Will the local party leadership have an input? Of course they will. But ultimately, Perry, it will be the members that decide.
Good to hear from you. Thanks a lot. That's Tony Whalley, former chair of the Labour